Thank you. It's so good to be with you again. You know, we consider this part home. So you we were trying to figure out how many years. I think it's been around 15 years, maybe, that I've been coming. And you've seen me through all sorts of stages in that coming. You've seen me single. You've seen me engaged. You've seen me married. You've seen me 7 months pregnant. And now I have a six-year-old and I need readers. So you have walked with me through many stages of my life. And what a beautiful thing to know the body of Christ and the family that we're together. And even though we're apart, we're not. It's amazing. Jesus' blood runs thicker than any other relational blood that exists. So good to be with you. We loved being with the ladies yesterday. We had such a great time in his presence. I appreciate Rose and her team and Pastor Whitney and all that they did to make that come together. It doesn't just happen. So I know that you guys put in a lot of time on that. So thank you. I'm excited to look into the Word because there's nothing like the Word of God. And, you know, there are some messages that are like revelatory, that are like, oh, I've never seen that in Scripture. And then there's sometimes that the Holy Spirit pulls things out of His Word that says, you know what, this is a tool that's already in your tool belt. It's already in your spiritual arsenal, but it needs a little sharpening. You know, have you ever used knives in your kitchen too long without sharpening? You know, and then you go to like cut the grapefruit and it looks like this. And, or guys, your saws, whatever, I don't know what you do. I know my dad used to take his ice skates in to be sharpened so that he could skate better. Sometimes things need to be sharpened to be used to their optimal efficiency. And I want us to look into his word at one of those tools that's in our spiritual arsenal, in our tool belt, that I think it just serves us well to sharpen it a little bit, to remember how critical of a, not just a tool, but a weapon Thanksgiving is. And I'm not just talking about the holiday. Thanksgiving, giving thanks is such an important thing in our spiritual lives. And I think it's easy to kind of underestimate some of those quote unquote basics. And we want big revelation when really in the simplicity of things, that's where those keys are sometimes. So I want to look into his word about Thanksgiving. What is it? What does Thanksgiving do? What can it accomplish? We know. And so many times we have quoted this verse, Psalm 100, verse 4, that we enter his gates with and into his courts with. Thanksgiving is the first thing that gets you in the door. Thanksgiving is mentioned first, right? And it continues on in that verse, give thanks to him and praise his name. Thanksgiving and praise go hand in hand. In fact, in the original language, that word is toda, and it can be used and substituted for praise or thanks. There's an exchange there that happens, that thanks is praise, praise is thanks. So it is critical, and I want to just talk about what is Thanksgiving and what can it accomplish in our lives so that we don't underestimate this tool that's in our belt, and we don't let it grow dull. So, number one, it's a practice of manners. You know, when I hand Josiah something, his snack or whatever he has requested of me, because I think I am his personal assistant, and he feels the same, and he asks me for something, and I hand it to him, and I stand there. What am I doing? I'm waiting for... thank you. And if he doesn't say it in a timely manner, you know what I say. What do you say? And we like, you know, we sing it. We do it with that little singy tone. What do you say? I don't know why. Like, why is that going to make a better response? I don't know. But we sing it to them. And then he says, thank you. And then I walk away. Why? Because I want my child to have good manners. Well, if I'm not going to tolerate poor manners in my six-year-old who doesn't say thank you when I give him something, why should I tolerate it in my spiritual life? When Father gives his good gifts and hands things to us, I think sometimes he's like, you know, he has his ear towards us, and What do you say? Why would I tolerate bad manners in my spiritual life when I won't tolerate it in my son's life? But sometimes we can forget. Sometimes we can think of so many other tools in our spiritual belt when really Thanksgiving is such a critical one. We just need to sharpen it and use it, because I'm not going to let my child grow up to have bad manners. He is not going to be the rude kid. Not going to happen. But that requires some coaching, and that requires some reminding, and I will do that because I love him, and I want people to love him and not think, oh, he's so rude, right? So in our spiritual lives, thank you is a really great phrase to use often with Father. In Luke 17, verses 11 to 19, we're not going to read this entire passage, but what happens is there are 10 lepers that come to Jesus, and they all have leprosy. Obviously, they're lepers. Now, leprosy was something that they would be completely ostracized. It was a very contagious skin disease in that day. They couldn't come close to anyone else. So if you had leprosy, you were an outcast. You couldn't come close. You were cut off from your family, and you had to stay outside any kind of city or any kind of gathering. So you have these 10 lepers, and leprosy was such a brutal disease in that it would not just affect your skin, it would begin to take fingers off. It would take toes off. It was just a flesh-eating skin disease. It was nasty. I know, someone just made a face. Yes, it was nasty. So these 10 lepers call out to Jesus, and they said, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And Jesus said, "Go show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. Now, this word in the original language, it means to be cleansed in a Levitical sense, meaning their skin was no longer leprous. So they could go, and that's what they'd have to do. To kind of get entry back into the community, they would have to go show themselves to the priest. He would look, make sure, inspect, make sure their skin was clean, make sure that they wouldn't contaminate and cause the disease to spread further, and then they'd be allowed back in. So Jesus said, "You're clean. Go ahead." So in the external Levitical sense, they were clean. But look what happens in verse 15. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Now look at that. First of all, he saw. When he saw that he was clean. You know, sometimes I think we miss saying thanks to him because we don't see what he's doing. We don't know what he's doing. We've got to see what he's doing so we can say thank you. And that's what he did. He came back, fell at the feet of Jesus, and said, "Thank you." And Jesus' response, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? This was a person who wasn't even an Israelite. This was a foreigner, a Samaritan, and he remembered to come back and give thanks to Jesus. You know what? Jesus recognizes a lack of gratitude. He recognized it. He appreciates gratitude, and he recognizes ingratitude, and he was kind of bothered by it. Jesus is allowed to get bothered. He was kind of bothered by it. Like, weren't all 10 cleansed? Why did only one come back? Why did only one remember to say thank you? And then Jesus said in verse 19, he said to them, "Rise and go, your faith has made you well." In the King James, the word is, "Your faith has made you whole." In the original, it's sozo, which is a really power-packed word that means saved, healed, and delivered. So look at what happened. The 10, They were cleansed in a Levitical sense on the skin. They had no more disease, so they could at least get into the community again. But this one man that came back to give thanks, Jesus declared him whole. What does that mean? Saved, healed, restored. And I'm wondering if this leper had lost some fingers, had lost some toes. And when he came back to Jesus, Jesus said, oh no, you're not just going to be cleansed on the outside. You are going to be restored. And I just wonder if his fingers grew back. I wonder if toes came back. I wonder, because restored, that means creative miracle, completely delivered from sickness. That's what Jesus said. But only one got that. Why? Because he was the only one to come back and say, thank you. The only one. Every other one, the other nine, they missed the restoration and complete healing of God because they forgot to return and give thanks. All 10 were touched, but only one was transformed. All 10 had an experience, but only one had an encounter. Thanksgiving was the key that unlocked the sozo of Jesus that he spoke. Is this just a little holiday thing that we appreciate in November? No. This is a spiritual weapon in our tool belt when we remember and use it. Because Thanksgiving takes us from a touch to transformation and an experience to an encounter. Thanksgiving is a practice of good manners. Two, Thanksgiving, it's a protection for our minds. And Lord knows in these days, we need protection in our minds. In a day when fear is trying to grip, when depression and anxiety are running rampant among all ages, how much do we need protection in our minds? Thanksgiving turns our mindset. Did you ever notice that? When you like take time and gripe about something, it doesn't really lead you upwards towards heaven. I remember one time Eli and I were riding in the car and I was going on griping about something, and I was having a decent gripe fest. And he wasn't saying anything, and then all of a sudden he was like, honey, what are you thankful for? Okay, I didn't love the question. It's true. I know all of you are like, oh, yeah, that wouldn't. I did not enjoy his question. But one, it silenced my griping because I knew in my heart that the question was right. It was truth, whether I wanted to hear it or not. And I just sat there for a minute and I started thinking. And then I started saying what I was thankful for within that situation. You know what changed? Everything. The situation didn't change. It was the same as 10 seconds ago when I was going on about it. But what changed was right here. My attitude changed, my mindset changed, and my emotions followed. And what was 1 minute after thinking about what I could be thankful for and declaring and declaring it. I wasn't declaring it. I was just saying it in the car. Things started turning around in my heart and my mind. Why? Because Thanksgiving is a protection for our minds. It will keep our minds. What does it say? He will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is stayed on thee. And one great way for it to be stayed on him is to always, the fruit of our lips. Isn't that what Hebrews 13:15 says? By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name continually. It will protect our mind. Philippians 4:6-7. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Thanksgiving is a powerful tool. And it's part of the prescription in what we're supposed to do to present our requests to God. It's one of the ingredients. We can't miss that key ingredient in presenting our requests to God, because there's a guarding that he has for us. But we got to exchange the gripe for the guard, right? Transition. Thanksgiving is a practice of good manners. It's protection for our minds. And number three, it is a preparation for miracles. Psalm 50:23. This is one of my favorite scripture verses. Psalm 50:23. He who sacrifices thank offerings honors me, and he prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of God. That's one of my favorite scriptures. He who sacrifices thank offerings honors me, and he prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of God. Why is that my favorite? Because I want to make preparations for the miracles of God to be evident in my life. He wants to give the miracles. I want to receive the miracles. So what am I going to do to prepare the way? Jesus has done all the work. It's about in the receiving, right? And thanksgiving is one of those receiving agents that we can operate in our lives. Earlier in that psalm, chapter 50, 8 verses 15, listen to this. This was God speaking to them. I don't rebuke you for your sacrifices or your burnt offerings, which are ever before me. So he was saying, okay, they're there. I gotcha. I have no need of a bull from your stall or of goats from your pens, for every animal of the forest is mine and the cattle on 1,000 hills. How many times do we rattle that off? This is the context of that. I know every bird in the mountains, and the creatures of the field are mine. I love this because I feel like he was getting a little sassy. If I were hungry, I wouldn't tell you, for the world's mine and all that's in it. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Sacrifice thank offerings to God. Fulfill your vows to the Most High and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you will honor me. So he was saying, I don't want the external sacrifices. I don't want the blood, I don't want the bulls, I don't need the goats. I want your heart. I want your attitude. I want your thanksgiving. Because he who honors him, who sacrifices thank offerings, honors him and prepares the way for God to show him his salvation. Now, how many of you know what a slip and slide is? They're fun unless there's no water. If you try to take on a slip and slide without getting it wet first, it's going to be a bad time. I don't care how fancy your slide is. I don't care how fast you're going to get onto that thing. If there is no water, you are not going to go very far. Or how about, we used to have a pool when I was little growing up. And so I remember there was a time I went down the sliding board, but it wasn't wet. And it was like that awful night, you know, and your skin is ripping and it does not feel good. And you know, if you can try to sled without snow, but you're not going to go very far. Thanksgiving operates in the same way. It's the snow for sledding. It's the water for your slip and slide. Thanksgiving prepares the way for God to show his salvation. It's like the grease that goes on to make everything work and slide. Thanksgiving is a powerful tool in our arsenal, and I wonder if we don't often forget it. Thanksgiving, just saying thank you. Thanksgiving can accomplish so much. In 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 18, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. This is his will. This is his way. Thanksgiving is in that list. Giving thanks in all circumstances. Now, this is not give thanks for all circumstances. We don't have to be thankful for. Do I like the challenges that I face? No. I don't have to fake it and pretend like I do. I don't have to be thankful for my challenges, but I can be thankful in my challenges. I don't have to be thankful for sickness, but I can be thankful in it, knowing that He is my healer. When there's financial challenges, I don't have to be thankful for the financial challenges, but I can be thankful in them, knowing that He is my provider. Give thanks in all circumstances. You know what that means? There is nothing that touches our lives that we can't find something to be thankful for, because He's in the middle of it all. Josiah is still awake. So many of you have asked about Josiah, so if you don't mind, come here, Bubba, can you come up here? Hi. Hey, Bubba. This is my joy boy. Can you stand up here with Mama? You don't have to sit. It's okay. Do you want to stand? Yeah, you were with Bobby and Mimi. I know. This is Josiah. He is 6 years old now. He is our joy boy, and he is our miracle. He's our miracle. And, you know, we had some unexpected challenges that came when he was born. But can I tell you, he has been my biggest exercise of faith ever in my life. And I am so grateful for this little one who makes us smile and laugh. And one of the things that we deal with is when he was 3 years old, he was diagnosed with a hearing loss. And he's not deaf, he can hear, but he needed hearing aids to kind of bump up the volume for him a little bit so he could hear things clearly, and that'll help with speech development and all that good stuff. So every night when Daddy and I lay him to bed, we have these things that we speak over his life. And, you know, it came to a point where I stopped praying for him, and I just started thanking for the answers. I'd requested enough. He heard my requests. Now it's time to just thank him for all these things. So when we lay him down, we say, thank you, Lord, that you're healing Josiah's ears, that you are strengthening his muscles, that you are sharpening his intellect, that you are quickening his more. We have this whole list that we pray, don't we? Do we pray at night? Okay, bye. It's like, I'm out, man. So we pray, and we just thank the Lord for all the things that he is working in his life. And, you know, we have the opportunity to believe for a lot of miracles. Okay, so let's believe. So I took Josiah to the audiologist back in, when was it? Was it March of last year? And it's a routine that, you know, I've done a lot since he was a baby. And most of the time, like, I'll watch him, and I will watch him not respond to sound, which it would break my mama's heart to sit there, and I would hear the sound, and he wouldn't, and he wasn't raising his hand or making acknowledgement, and it was just this, oh, my baby's not hearing that. And it would break my heart. And so, and we go back every 6 months. We're kind of frequent flyers. We have a lot of friends that we work with. And when we went to see Miss Julie, our audiologist, in March, she was testing him, how we always test. And I know his numbers. It's dB, which is a volume measurement. And I can see her testing screen, and she turns down or turns up the volume and the frequency and all that. And I know the frequencies that are problematic for him, and I know his thresholds of dB where his hearing tends to break down. So I'm watching this like I have for quite a few years, and I'm watching her, and I'm watching his eyes light up, which means he's hearing at that level, because, you know, it's just that recognition. It just happens. His brain is his ear is telling his brain, you hear something. So I'm watching it, and I'm watching her turn the volume down, and I'm watching him respond again, and I'm watching her turn down the volume again, and I watch him respond again, and I was about bursting on the inside, like, he has never responded at these levels and these frequencies in these levels. And so she got done, and she's like, well, I don't know. I got him better than I ever have before, so I guess I'll turn down his hearing aids. And then she said, can you just come back in 3 weeks? Because I don't know, maybe something was off, you know. I'm like, sure, we can come back in 3 weeks. Little did she know, we've been saying thank you, Jesus, for healing Josiah's ears every night. And thank you, Jesus, when I'm driving to the appointment. So we come back to see Miss Julie 3 weeks later. I watch the same thing go down. I'm watching her turn the volume down. And I see the sparkle in his eyes. Turn down the volume, sparkle down. She's like, yeah, I'm getting him at the same place, so I guess we'll just leave it at this lower volume. And she's like, I don't want to take him away quite yet because I'm not sure in some of the frequencies, but I turned him down because he doesn't need all that amplification that he's getting. So I'm like, okay. And she's like, I'll see you in 6 months. So we went to his speech therapist then the next day. And we've been seeing her for several years, so she's walked with us. She knows the story. She knows Josiah's background. And so I told her, I said, Jen, I said, Julie turned down his hearing aids because she got him tested better than she ever has before. And she's like, oh. Like, her face was quite puzzled. She's like, oh. And then she went, oh, well, that can't happen. She's like, no. She's like, his hearing loss is not conductive. It's sensorineural. And I'm like, okay, can you tell me again what that means? I know I heard it a couple years ago, but I don't remember. She's like, yeah, sensorineural hearing loss. Conductive is when you have fluid in your ears and things are just impeding that volume. She said sensorineural is when the actual hair inside the eardrum, the very inner ear, it's damaged. She's like, that doesn't get better. She's telling me this. She's like, that doesn't get better. That doesn't improve. And I'm thinking, oh, yes, it does. When you're praying to Jehovah Rapha, knowing that God is going to work a miracle and standing and believing. Are there long days? Yes. Are there days when my heart gets tired of trying? You know, yes. But what I've learned in Thanksgiving is that it's a powerful thing to get me over those humps when my heart is heavy, when the days are long, and when the challenges still seem insurmountable. Thanksgiving has been a major weapon in my heart to protect my mind so that I don't go down the road that the enemy is trying to serve up to me to say, oh no, you're always gonna, it's always gonna be like this. It's not gonna grow past this. No, I don't believe it. And because of that, I'm going to keep thanking and I'm going to keep praising because he who sacrifices thank offerings honors me and prepares the way for God to show him his salvation. Thanksgiving. It is a tool in our arsenal that we need to use often. Where in your life currently is there an opportunity to give thanks? I don't give thanks for his hearing loss. I wish my baby could hear totally fine, of course. But I'll thank him in it because I know he's the healer. I know he's given us tools to help us until. Okay, we'll do the tools, whatever. Tools are just a means to an end, his end, which is very different. What things are you facing in your life right now with your family, with your finances? In your job, things with your children who have walked away from the Lord, grandkids that you're watching and taking care of. What opportunities for thanks do you have currently in your life? Honey, would you come? I want us to simply respond to this and exercise this weapon that I think we often underestimate. And I want to do it in a way, maybe we could stand together. And we'll sing the song, and then I'm going to pass it to Pastor Tim, and he can proceed with the service as he wants. But whatever opportunity, whatever you're facing, maybe you've been requesting a lot, and maybe it's time to just start saying thank you. Thank you. And maybe you say it over and over again, day after day. And every time you do, you are adding water to your slip and slide. And you are preparing the way for God to show his salvation on your behalf. So as we begin to sing, I want to invite you to come forward. I know that you are a praying church and you pray for one another, and I love that. So if there's a situation that you're facing that you're like, I am going to give thanks. No matter how I feel, no matter what I see, I am going to give thanks right in the middle of it because God is present. As we begin to sing, I just want you to come forward. And I don't want you to pray for the thing. I want you to find the words of thanks. Thank you that you're my healer. Thank you that you're my provider. Thank you that you know and you care and you're on the scene and you're working in my life and on my behalf. Even if I don't see it, even if I'm not aware of it, you are right there in the middle of it. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you that you sharpen the tool of thanksgiving in our lives and that you help us that when we are inclined to gripe and complain, I pray that a new song would come on our lips, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Lord, would you just trade our gripe for thanksgiving? In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Would you come as we sing? Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you. Oh, the fruit of our lips giving thanks.
I just want to take a little time right now to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me, yes. And I just want to take a little time right now to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me.
time sing thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
On my side, Lord, always on my side. I give you thanks. I give you thanks. Your power, Lord, receive your power today, Lord.
Yeah. Thank you so much for this beautiful congregation. Lord, we speak a blessing over them in Jesus' name. I thank you for all the plans and purposes that you have for Chapel on the Hill. I thank you for days of increase in Jesus' name. I pray that you would bless Pastor Tim and Karen. Lord, that you would work in their family, that you would work in Karen's father's life, that you would bring healing and restoration in Jesus' name, that you would surround this family as like a shield, your favor as like a shield in Jesus' name. We speak the blessing over leadership, over ministries, over children's ministries, over mom ministries, over women's and men's ministries. Lord, I thank you that you continue to establish the work of your hands in this place and in this community through Chapel on the Hill. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Tim.
Amen. You may be seated. And if we can have some ushers, we want to bless them in their ministry, if you'll come forward. And we're going to... Father, we thank you for the word. We thank you for the ministry that we have had today, Father. And we ask that it would be the beginning, Father, in the lives of our people today, Lord, areas of their lives, Lord, in which they have struggled, Lord, in which they have prayed, that they have interceded. We pray, Father, that this would be a light, a revelation today of a tool, as she said. It's already in our toolbox, Lord, something that we'll draw out, Lord, and begin to understand that thanksgiving is a step of faith. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, in faith, Lord, we are going to begin to thank you for those areas of our lives that we have been believing and trusting you in. And so, Father, let it be a beginning for some and let it be a continuation for others. And Lord, we're believing for the harvest. We're believing for the answer in Jesus' name. So now, Father, we just ask, Lord, as we give today, bless both the gift and the giver. In Jesus' name, amen. And if we could, we're going to get you guys down in the middle and we're going to pray over you and bless you. How's that? And we're going to invite you, once you give, to come and lay hands on them. And we're just going to pray a blessing over them. We're going to let you go in the crossroads.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just thank you so much for Eloy and Stephanie, Lord. And Lord, I thank you for every season that they've been through that brought them not only together as husband and wife, but together in ministry, God, ministering all across the nation, Lord, and in their hometown, God, and even the ministry that you've given them online, Lord, and how it's grown. And Lord, every season, Lord, has been a step closer to what you have for them, God. And I just believe that they're walking in it and living in it, God. And we just ask your blessing upon them, Jesus. Lord, that you would open the heavens over them, over their family, over their marriage, over their ministry, God. We know that you want to give it more than we even want to receive it sometimes, Lord. So right now, we believe with them for these miracles to happen in Josiah and in every aspect of their lives, Lord. Like Stephanie said, we've seen her through a lot of seasons, and we believe we'll see her out of this season, God, because you are answering prayer, God. You are working in his life. You're working in their lives, Lord, and we know your goodness, God. We know your goodness, Lord. We know you have good plans for hope, for a hope and a future for this family, God. And we thank you. We bless them today for making the trip, for ministering to our hearts, Lord. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you do. You've done some work this weekend, and we thank you. We thank you for working in us, God. Lord, it's never old with you. It's never stale with you. And I pray that for them, that there would always be a freshness, God, to what you're doing and what you're saying to them, Jesus. We just thank you, God. We thank you. We release blessing over them. We release health over them. Keep them healthy and strong, God, for the ministry that you have for them. Supply their every need, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And we thank you for these connections that are happening for them, for their online ministry, God. And what you're doing, just we bless that, God. Lord, we know these technical things can get expensive. Just provide everything that they need. And we just bless them today. Thank you for blessing us through them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. In the name of Jesus,
yes. God bless you. Take time to greet them this morning. Tuesday night, as planned, unless the weather changes, stay tuned and we'll let you know accordingly. God bless you. Greet one another. In the name of the Lord, amen.
Hey, can we sing happy birthday to Brittany this morning? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brittany. Happy birthday.
In the wars that wage inside, though the shadows steal the light, your love is my battle. Forever.
you, Jesus. Every giant will fall, the mountains will move, every chain of the past you've broken into, over fear, over lies, we're singing the truth that nothing is impossible.
Sing it again.
Every giant will fall, the mountains will move, every chain of the past you've broken.